It's now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by David Bowen, the Tigers head football coach. It is brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, let's talk about the opener last week, a low-scoring game. Riverside, though, able to get the win 13-6. Just an overall thought and takeaway from your team's performance last week.
It was a good performance. Team played well together. We kept our heads in it the whole game. Unfortunately, a couple things didn't go our way. Both their touchdowns were something that we had not practiced against. You know, one of them was a fumble recovery that they picked up and got to run in, and another one on the goal line, we had kind of stopped the dive play, and then we get a, you know, a 12-yard lateral to a player, but we don't have the edge set out there. So lots of points that we can grow and get better at. We're a very young team this year, so as long as those guys are being coachable and we keep continuing to see improvement, that's what we're really looking for this year.
How's the improvement been from week one to week two? How's everything looked in practice this week as you get set for a trip to Hiawatha?
It's been good. The holiday was Monday, so our junior varsity played on Tuesday. Those guys got to go and get a first win of the season. We're sending everybody on our team but about five upperclassmen. So they're getting to work on that culture and that team chemistry playing together kind of on Friday nights and on Mondays.
Jefferson West head football coach David Bowen joining us, getting set for their week two matchup on Friday at Hiawatha. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by Tigers head football coach, that is David Bowen, presented by Heinen Repair. They get set for a trip to Hiawatha for their Week 2 matchup. The Redhawks were able to get a win, 14-13 in their opener last week against Royal Valley. What have you seen from them on film, and what's kind of the expectation against the Redhawks this week?
Yeah, those guys had a tough-fought game last week. Both teams looked pretty good. What we're taking from the Hiawatha, you know, they have a couple players that have some speed and some size, so those are kind of our key points this week. And then we're going to just keep preaching what we've been preaching, and that's we're building culture and we're building team chemistry. As long as we feel like our young guys are in the, you know, film sessions and they're listening and being coachable at practice and we see improvement, we think that'll be good for us moving forward.
It was a hard-fought game last year, but the Redhawks were able to pull it out 20-7. Can you take much away from last year's game as far as what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, in terms of how you guys prep for the game this week?
Last year's game was a great game to be a part of, a fun football game, both sides of the ball. This year we're hoping to see the same thing out there like we did last Friday night. We got to play a full football game. We had ups and downs. We had good times and bad, and we just need to find a way to get over that hump and start learning what it feels like to get some wins.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. Just give us some expectations, a few keys. What's it going to take to go on the road, get a big 7 win at Hiawatha this week?
You know, very general keys here. We got to limit our penalties and limit our mistakes and capitalize on opportunities that we do get.
Good stuff. Jefferson West head football coach, that is David Bowen, joining us. His team playing at Hiawatha on Friday. Of course, you can catch it on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Also broadcast on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck at Hiawatha on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.